An effort to recall Governor Tony Evers fanned out across Wisconsin over the weekend as critics of the Democrat began collecting the roughly 670,000 signatures needed to force a recall election. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach spoke with some people who signed a recall petition and others who say they won't.
Sunday morning at Echo Park in Burlington, recall organizer Misty Polachinski would not answer a reporter's questions about the recall effort announced Friday. But she did allow her voice to be recorded as she greeted people at a small table. Polachinski told one person that signature collection was off to a good start.
I know that one of the locations got 1,500, one got 1,000.
There was a steady stream of people signing at Burlington, many quite willing to say why. Bob Kennecke claims Governor Evers shutting down Wisconsin's schools and many businesses during the spring and ordering the wearing of masks this summer in most indoor public places are unconstitutional moves.
We're just really not into socialism at this point. We're more into freedom.
Evers has said all the efforts he's taken during the COVID-19 pandemic have been aimed at saving lives. More than 1,100 people in Wisconsin have died from the coronavirus, and there have been more than 75,000 confirmed cases. Other recall signers are looking at last week, contending Evers could have done more to prevent the violence that took place in Kenosha after police severely wounded a black man, Jacob Blake. Roger Holmes says,
"We want law and order, and President Trump is going to give us that. Bottom line."
Should the recall against Evers collect about 670,000 valid signatures in 60 days, it obviously wouldn't be Trump running against the governor in a recall election. Holmes says he does not have a GOP gubernatorial candidate in mind.
"Yeah, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do some more research on that. We're not at that point yet. We got to get to the point where we can get rid of him first."
Two women who signed the recall petition in Burlington also said they did not have a specific replacement for Governor Evers. Here's Mickey McCann.
"I don't like any politician.
So what happens next?
I'll go vote for the best man standing or woman standing."
McCann says she's a political independent. Her friend Linda Drissel says she's 100% Republican. But Drissel says even though she's from the home area of Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, she doesn't want Voss in the governor's chair either. Drissel says the speaker seems to have disappeared on fighting the indoor mask mandate.
"He hasn't, during all of this now, he's backed out and you haven't heard or seen from him."
The mood seemed more upbeat yesterday afternoon in Wauwatosa at an annual gathering called the Chicken Burn. State Republican Party Chairman Andrew Hitt brushed off the idea that the GOP has one candidate preparing to run against Evers in a recall contest. Hitt says he's paying more attention to the race for the White House.
"For us, we're going to continue to focus really on reelecting the president, but certainly understand why people would undertake this effort."
If the Republican Party does not lend its efforts to the Evers recall to the extent the state Democratic Party encouraged people to sign recall petitions against Republican Governor Scott Walker almost a decade ago, that could make getting enough signatures this fall more difficult. Recall organizers seem unlikely to pick up help from some people unenthusiastic about Evers. At a Black Lives Matter rally in Milwaukee yesterday, Joshua Taylor said he isn't sure the attempt will last.
"I think it's probably just the like a publicity stunt for whatever conservative right-wing group is doing it."
Union activist Ryan Hammond also says he won't sign the recall petition. Hammond says he disagrees with conservative objectives.
"And they want to get another Scott Walker put in office. They want to privatize everything in the state of Wisconsin. They just want to continue attacks on working people is what they want to do."
Hammond says he's a radical socialist, not Tony Evers. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.